MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with David Lloyd, CEO of King Alexander. David, appreciate the time today. You've got an alternative to conventional LISPs, linked investment service providers. I suppose let's start with a LISP because I think a lot of the listeners are probably on a LISP, but maybe not actually aware. This is typically a platform where I would go to buy various investment products, most notably probably collective investment schemes.
Yes, that's exactly right, Simon. Yes, it's a strange acronym that's unique to South Africa, but it's just a web-based model that advisors can use to onboard clients, as you say, choose their investment wrapper and what mix of funds from all the different managers that is best for those clients.
What you've now done with King Alexander is, frankly, shake it up a whole bunch. The key point is you're doing away with sliding scale fees. A lot of these platforms will charge me, I don't know, 0.5%, 1%, 0.1%, which seems okay when I've got $100 or $1,000, but less so when I've got a larger portfolio, which truthfully, it's going to grow over time. This is perhaps the really, really big deal. There's lots else, but this is a biggie.
Yes. I mean, where we started was the retail investing model is fundamentally unfair.
Yeah.
Firstly, investors take all the risk. I mean, literally all the risk. And yet they pay the same fees, whether the investment managers of the funds that have been chosen for them deliver or not. And then secondly, as you say, the more you invest, the more you pay for admin. And for me, how can that be client-centric? I mean, it just can't be. So we've solved both of these issues. We have a only pay when you're winning fee structure, and we are the first LISP in South Africa to charge a fixed rand amount to every investor. So it doesn't matter how much you invest, it's a fixed amount. And not only that, because we've taken away a lot of the complexity and the cost, it is just 100 rand a month, which is actually a real game changer when it comes to admin.
Okay, so $100 a month, if I've got the small portfolio, that's a lot. But if I'm quickly trying to run the numbers in my head, but if I've got a million rand portfolio, which everyone at some point has, and then obviously we grow it into 5 and 10, and hey, maybe we become Warren Buffett one day, I'm still paying that 100 rand, and it becomes a minute percentage.
Yes. So if you've got a million rand invested right now, look, obviously, every platform, we've gone through their published rates, certain people get deals and things. You're going to save at least 70% of your platform fees. And because our 100 rand is per investor family, if you're actually a husband and wife, and let's say you have 4 million between you, you're going to save over 90%. I mean, it's a massive number.
Yeah, it has been forever and a day. It's been one of my bugbears. I get a platform fee. I get that. I don't get the sliding scale. That's always been the part that's completely confused me.
Agreed.
You also then talk around the only pay when you're winning. Help me understand this part.
Yeah, so the way we looked at it was we wanted to disrupt retail investing specifically for the benefit of the client. So every feature, and I cannot stress enough, every feature has been designed based on this DNA. We use this as a test for everything. Okay, so what we offer is, I mean, unique. No other investment plan platform in South Africa offers that. So as I said to you, investors take all the risk and yet pay the same fees. And that just didn't seem right to me. I mean, if you think about it as an investor, you can put your money pretty safely and securely on deposit with a bank in South Africa. Why do you not do that when you invest? There's only one reason. You want to earn more, much more than you could from that deposit account. Okay, fair enough. When the people I'm paying quite a lot of money to do that for me don't deliver, why is it I still have to pay them fees? I could have just kept my money in the bank and paid no fees and taken my interest return. So what we do is every portfolio that we offer has a target return. The portfolios on the platform at the moment, the target returns are between 1% and 1.5% a month. If you do not earn more than that, then we deem that you're not winning. And what we do is we refund you all your advice fees and all the investment management fees that have been charged that you don't really see because they're within the unit price of your funds, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, no, okay, I get you 100%, yeah.
So we track those every day. We add them up. And if you don't hit your target, We refund them. We don't ask the financial advisor to refund them, so they still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask the investment manager to refund them. Okay. They still get paid. We refund them. Okay, and then you might say to me, okay, well, how can you afford to do that? Well, because we do charge you only when you're winning. So the whole point is we're not trying to say this is cheaper. We say this is fairer. Client centricity isn't about cheapness. It's about fairness.
I get you 100%. Okay, I like that. And I'm winning already because of the flat fee. So I'm ahead of the curve against my
competitor. That's true, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You've got some other bits there as well. You talk around executive fees as well, covered on death.
Yes.
Sort of some small extras sort of all built in as well.
Yeah, so again, using this DNA of client centricity, if you think about it, investing is fundamentally risky.
Mm, yeah.
That's how you earn rewards. You have to take risk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as an investor, taking that risk is not easy. It's a hard thing to do. It's fine if you're super wealthy. But for the typical investor, it's kind of a scary thing. I mean, what happens, if Pakistan and India go into a full-out nuclear war? What happens if China invades Taiwan? I mean, there's a whole host of things. And if it isn't that, it's something else. There is always this uncertainty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So every one of our portfolios comes with 100% protection, and we don't charge for that, okay? How the protection works is a little bit different. So let's say you invest R1 million. So we say your guarantee amount is R1 million.
Yeah.
How does that work? Well, if your investment drops to 800,000 and you pass away before markets recover, we will pay out the 200,000 shortfall to take your 800,000 investment up to your guarantee amount of R1 million. Okay? And then every time your investment grows by 30%, the guarantee locks that in and rises. So if your investment grew by 30% to 1.3 million, that would be your guarantee amount. If your investment now unfortunately fell to 800,000 and you passed away, we would now pay out 500,000.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then the other thing that we think is a little bit unfair, because a lot of people invest to pass on to their heirs, is some investments pass into your estate where they suffer executor fees.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in South Africa, executive fees are legislated at a maximum of 3.5% plus VAT.
Mm-hmm.
So we pay that cost when you pass away, whether you actually have executive fees or not, on every plan, again, at no charge.
Okay. I like this load. So we've been talking risk. Your pedigree is well-known, American Express, NatWest, locally Liberty, Capital Legacy, if I recall correctly, Bunches. Who's your sort of partners with the product?
Yeah, so this is a very interesting question. So we're actually backed by King Price. So we're a totally separate company and brand, but they're a major shareholder, okay? Now, you might go, King Price, car insurance, investments, it's not the most obvious link in the world, okay? The way I looked upon it was this. They turned car insurance on its head with a model that actually a lot of experts told them, you cannot make that work, because if you're reducing your customers' premiums every month, you're reducing your revenue every month. Okay. Now, 10 years later, they have almost 10 billion reasons to prove those experts wrong. Now, I want to turn the world of retail investing on its head. So I thought, who better to turn to than a team that actually has the belief it can be different? They have this kind of can-do attitude. And of course, on top of that, they also provided a whole team of actuaries, number crunchers, lawyers, bankers. There's a lot we needed to do to make this work, and more importantly, to make sure that it was robust. It's actually taken over 2 years, but now it's a reality.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. I think it's a great looking product. David, we'll chat again over time. David Lloyd, CEO, King Alexander Investments. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.